And I think that that, to the extent that that is a very emotional way of looking at things, it allows different generations to experience things in different ways. I've rarely encountered someone – I mean, I've encountered people who will watch Vision of Escaflowne, and that, make no mistake, is a 90s anime. It has a cat girl in it. The characters are all sharp angles, and they have giant noses. That is a 90s anime. And I have people who watch Escaflowne and say that's old and that's weird. But by the same token, that laid the groundwork for so many shows that came later that when you sit down and you watch it, you can see how its influence impacted later series. And not every fan is going to do it, but the fans that do, they're doing it for their own reasons and they're having fun with it. And I think that's important. I mean, we're fans because we're drawn to something. We like it because it evokes an emotional response and an emotional connection in us. And if something, you watch something that really makes you feel that, then that's important to you. And fandom, in the end, has the same kind of personal aspect that some people find in a religion. That kind of emotional stability, that kind of emotional strength. And if it is invoked because you're playing Super Mario Brothers, good. You're feeling something, and you're going to come away from that feeling better. And as long as it makes you feel better, then it's doing its job.
Right on. Well, I'd like to ask right here. I mean, is there anything you'd like to further like to tell my audience, especially about maybe some of your more recent work?
My entire life for the last 1 year has revolved around Kill la Kill. And it kind of ties into what you just asked me, because one of my friends recommended Kill la Kill to me because it feels like a 90s anime. And it does. It watches like a 90s anime. It has all these little subtle references to 70s and 80s anime in it. And for someone like me, it also – I spent an enormous amount of time reading into the cultural footnotes and endnotes in there with relation to how Japan has developed its own identity. It's one of those nexus points for me, and I've spent the better part of the last year yelling about Kill la Kill quite a bit. I've got a book coming out at the end of the year where I try to collect all of this stuff together and show that one of the best things about anime and one of the best things about that you can get from watching it and trying to analyze it is it helps increase and improve your own knowledge of a foreign culture. And we talk about fetishism and we can talk about Orientalism and Japanese and all that. The one thing that you need to understand and you need to process about it is, in the end, all of that, if it leads you to a deeper understanding of a culture you profess to love, then it doesn't matter how fan service-y it is, and it doesn't matter how quote-unquote weeaboo it makes you. If you come away from it knowing more than you did coming in, then the media has done its job. And I remember talking to Studio Trigger, and Trigger chuckles. I'm the guy with the weird fan theories about Kill la Kill. That's how they know me. I'm the guy who reads into the show a little too much. But I was talking to them at Anime Next this year, and I was telling them the thing that I liked about it is I know more about Japanese literary history. I know more about Japanese political history. I know more about Japanese governmental history. I know more about the experience of Japan post-World War II. I know more about the legacy of Yamato Damashi in Japan because I watched Kill la Kill. And one of the guys from Trigger, he looked at me and he's like, whoa, sugoi, to me. Because in the end, their show got me to pay attention and got me to really jump feet first into it. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if my readings are out in left field. I don't care if I killed like 100 authors while interpreting it that way. I know more about that culture than I've ever known before. And it has allowed me to speak better on it. I don't have a lot of bizarre generalities or stereotypes, and I'm able to dispel them. And I have a deeper connection to that history because the show got me there. And I think when it comes to anime, the anime fan often gets stereotyped as being this kind of guy who wants to dress up, well, guy, gal, whatever, who wants to dress up and look weird and add like Japaneseisms, like how Saturday Night Live to J-Pop America Funtime Now. That's a stereotype. And and not a lot is done to talk about how you can't learn Japanese culture by watching anime, but you can learn Japanese culture by engaging with it. And I think more people need to understand that. More people need to understand that if you watch a show, you can learn, you can look around and learn more about the medium because the show inspired you to do it. And in the end, that's what I do. That's my end goal, is to get people excited about anime and get people excited about Japanese culture using anime as the lens. And in the end, if I can get a little bit of self-gratification by people buying my books or liking my Facebook page or something like that, great. Great. It makes me happy.
Alrighty then. Where might people find more about your writings and find out more about you?
Well, you can go to studyofanime.com. It's in the middle of a bit of a my girlfriend is redesigning the site. We're moving it over to a Squarespace, and we're going to have some new stuff going in there. And we're actually looking for writers who are willing to contribute their own two cents and their own thoughts to the project. There's also a Facebook group. It's just facebook.com/studyofanime, where you can find – that's where I post like news articles, little ruminations, convention schedules. Like whenever I'm going to be doing a convention, I'll post my schedule there. You can find me on Twitter. If you type Study of Anime in, that's usually me. The Facebook, the Twitter, I think that's also my name on when I choose to go on Anime News Network. You can usually find me I do a lot of conventions on the East Coast. I'm doing Otakon this year. I'm doing TsubasaCon this year, which is a con I've been wanting to do for a while, NekoCon. And I'm going to Japan in, I think, 55 days. And I'm going to say it's scary as hell because I'd have to plan this whole trip. I've been planning this trip for many years. And I'm finally pulling the trigger on it, going over there and having an immersion experience. So if you go to studyofanime.com, you can find all that information. And by the end of the year, I will have churned out a couple of books and some videos related to my pursuits for people to consume, enjoy, and hopefully foster dialogue, because I like when people talk and try to discuss and try to understand. It's kind of like, That's how we learn, and that's how we grow. Not listening to what other people say, but opening up a dialogue and comparing ideas. So yeah, just check out studyofanime.com and look for Study of Anime at your local convention. And hey, if you want to prove me wrong, talk to me. We'll have a great conversation, get some coffee, maybe some pizza, and just sit down and chat, and then see what happens.
Right on. Well, Charles, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me this evening.
Much appreciated. I wish that it could have been a little earlier tonight, and I wish I didn't ramble so much.
Well, that's no big deal for me. Well, thank you very much, and good luck on all your new ventures, sir.
Thank you so much.
Right on. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.